Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru tells President Mugabe to leave her alone, saying he has failed to prove to the nation that she intended to assassinate him when she was still his deputy.
These are comments which are made by desperate people. There is nothing like that. It's the children of their imagination. No one would like to take away an old man like the president.
Some war veterans in Manicaland say they want to be part of an open debate on President Mugabe's succession to curb infighting in ZANU-PF.
If we war veterans and our Commander-in-Chief President Robert Mugabe fail to leave Zimbabwe with a legacy of a united party, united country, peaceful, prosperous and well-governed, we have failed our fallen comrades.
And football fans are presented with yet another battle for Zimbabwe before the curtain comes down on the 2015 soccer season. Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru says President Robert Mugabe and other top ZANU-PF officials should stop making false accusations against her, as they have failed to prove to the nation that she wanted to topple the president before the party's historic congress last year. According to the Independent Newsday newspaper, Mrs. Mujuru made these remarks in a statement today following accusations by President Mugabe over the weekend that she allegedly wanted to assassinate him in the same manner the late DRC leader Laurent Kabila was killed by one of his aides.
She said Mr. Mugabe and his colleagues should concentrate on reviving the ailing economy instead of making false claims that cannot be proved in a court of law. Mrs. Mujuru, who was the president's deputy for more than 10 years, was sacked alongside some senior officials, including former ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo, former war veterans leader Jablan Sbanda, and former secretary for administration Didmus Mutasa, and several others. Rugare Gumbo, who works closely with Mrs. Mujuru, who's said to be in the process of forming an opposition party, told Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the former vice president is tired of being attacked by people failing to properly run the country.
These are comments which are made by desperate people, people who have no clue as what is happening in Zimbabwe. You know, it's a smear campaign to me, my duty. All we can say is that we are happy that Mamzuri has come out with a statement clarifying the allegations, the accusations that have been made against her. If the allegations were true, obviously Mamzuri would be behind bars and I would be behind bars. But there is no fact, no basis of taking her to court. We are prepared to go to court to face whatever charges that they make against us. But you know, this idea of making comments out of the blue, saying that the people who perhaps don't support us, it's nonsense and it's not going to work.
So now, is it true that Mrs. Mujuru wanted to assassinate the president in the same manner the late Democratic Republic of Congo leader Laurent Kabila was assassinated in 2001?
There is nothing like that. It's the children of their imagination. No one would like to take away an old man like the president. Why would you do that kind of thing? I mean, you must have some humanity, some humility. I don't see anybody thinking of doing that. And I can assure you, we never, never, never even talk about removing the president. Never. We never talk about. What do we talk about? Is to try and reform the party.
That was Rugare Gumbo, who works closely with Mrs. Joyce Mujuru, speaking with Studio 7.
We also spoke with ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma, who is also the party's central committee. He says Mrs. Mujuru has a right to defend herself.
She is within her right to complain if she feels that she's being infringed. And in Zimbabwe, we are a very law-abiding country. There are recourses that one can actually seek. But I would like to say that it is very dangerous and even almost criminal for anybody of us the so-called analysts to try and analyze and try and come up with assumptions about things that are said between two people. When two people talk about things, they know their stance. They know why they're saying so. So it is not up to us to come in and try and start analyzing these things and saying why is it being said or how was it said and stuff like that. We end up actually falling into the adage that too many cooks will spoil the broth.
Let's talk about exactly what she actually said. She said people in ZANU-PF should leave alone. And this claim about the assassination issue is just false and misleading. And she noted that the economy is actually sliding and, you know, people should concentrate on that instead of attacking her. What can you say there?
ZANU-PF as a party, definitely, I do not think there's anything to do with it anymore now, right? Because she's no longer a member of that party. So I don't think anybody's concentrating on it. But if ever there is anyone concentrating on it, then I'm sure there's something wrong somewhere. We cannot concentrate on it because we have got a lot of tasks that we have been given by His Excellency, our leader, the President. He has given us a 10-point planner that we need to follow up. He gave us the Zima set that we need to work on. So definitely, everybody in ZANU-PF, everybody in government, even everybody in NDC, even everybody in Maimjuru's camp must be concentrating and focusing on how we can revive our economy.
That was ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Bulawayo. Kabila, the late DRC leader, was shot dead by one of his bodyguards in 2001 after Zimbabwe helped save him from a violent ouster by rebels which invaded from Uganda and Rwanda.
Meanwhile, some war veterans in Manicaland say they want to be part of an open debate on President Mugabe's succession. The former freedom fighters say an open debate will curb the worsening political crisis in ZANU-PF, as Lloyd Hamoyo reports from the eastern border city of Mutare.
One of the Liberation War veterans and ZANU-PF member in the region, Ivan Mbengo, told Studio 7 today that the issue of leadership renewal in the ruling party has to be debated openly to avoid schisms that continue to grow due to a closed debate that does not include all stakeholders. Mbengo says by not opening the debate to war veterans in particular, irreparable damage is being done to the party. He says President Robert Mugabe and other war veterans in the government should not let down the thousands of freedom fighters who lost their lives in the liberation struggle.
If we, war veterans, and our commander-in-chief, President Robert Mugabe, fails to leave Zimbabwe with a legacy of a united party, united country, peaceful, prosperous, and well-governed, will have failed our fallen comrades.
Mbengo, who says he is speaking on behalf of many veterans of the 1970s liberation struggle concerned by the goings-on in ZANU-PF currently, adds ZANU-PF should hold conferences and open debates that should objectively look at who can succeed the president without undermining his authority.
The issue of succession must be debated first by all war veterans who must hold conferences in every province to even choose who will succeed our iconic leader, President Mugabe. When the time arrives, we should hold conferences. Even if you look at the United States, you'll find that most of the presidents who have been taking reins of authority are Vietnam veterans.
Mbengo, a holder of a doctorate in policy studies and international relations from the University of Zimbabwe and the current ZANU-PF Ward 11 chairperson in the city of Mutare, believes war veterans should be given a greater say in the succession debate.
We war veterans, we should also be given that allowance to choose who will lead the Republic of Zimbabwe. And tied to it is the issue of governance. We should be openly discuss this issue. Because if it is done behind doors, behind curtains, without transparency, it leads to factionalism.